Did I startle you? Not expecting to find me here. That's odd, considering this is my bedchamber. Don't look so distressed, girl. Sometimes I use my conjure room when I create my spells. Sometimes I use my library. Sometimes I use my dungeon. And sometimes, say when I'm perfecting my arousal spell, I use my bedchamber. That's why the sheets and pillows are scattered all over the floor. My test subjects can be quite vigorous. You must be new to my tower. I'd have noticed someone as delicious as you before this. You've been sent to clean up. Then be quick about it. But first, let me help you with that cumbersome robe. A body like yours shouldn't be hidden beneath shapeless linens. If it makes you more comfortable, I can make my gown vanish too. There. Both gone. Am I not flawless? Ah, you blush. It makes you even lovelier. But what is that you clutch at? There. At your throat. An amulet. Show it to me. A shapeless shard of glass. No, girl. Keep it. A simple peasant bauble is of no concern to me. I'm a sorceress, not some superstitious bog witch. Where did my slave captains capture you? On the road to the village. The village is a backwater. What would bring someone as exotic as you to such a dreary place? Searching for someone. Ah, a young man. A lover. What a fickle boy he must have been to go off and leave you. Ah, he came looking to make his fortune. Fickle and foolish if he thought he could find it here. You intrigue me, girl. The last young man to come through these territories was a rogue. A thief. He wasn't searching for his fortune. He was trying to steal mine. Look how the color drains from your face. Is he the one you seek? Don't lie to me. I can't be merciful if you lie to me. It was him. Poor boy. He was clever. Just not clever enough. What did I do to him? I caused him no pain. Quite the opposite. I simply played a game with him. A game I often play with myself. Would you like to know what it was? Would you like to play? No? How disappointing. A woman who leaves her home to travel the wilds in search of her thieving lover. I thought that spoke of a more adventurous heart. I suppose I could insist. You are my property now, after all. But it would be far more fun if you wanted to play. How about this? If you win our game, you may have your boy back. Yes, of course he's still alive. Why would I cast him beyond my reach by killing him? I'm not the kind of woman who would deny herself long nights of pleasure for the simple thrill of revenge. He lives, in a manner of speaking. So, If you love him, will you play? Clutch that bauble all you want, girl. You have to make the choice. Yes? Yes. Excellent. The game is a test of control, a measure of will over witchcraft. All you have to do to win is not come. A simple act of will. But here's the devilish part, the witchcraft. Two simple spells. I'm going to cast my arousal spell like this. And a serpent spell like that. Now we'll see how... Wait. What? My silk sheet. It should have coiled around your feet. Not mine. I can't pull free. My feet are wrapped tightly together by the cloth. Clever girl. Did you have some kind of reversal spell cast upon you? You knew your thief had targeted my tower. You came prepared. Not that it'll do you any good. Yes, the silk is wrapping around my ankles. Every time I move, the serpent spell will make it slither higher, squeeze me tighter. And the arousal spell I cast, I can feel it working on me, increasing the sensitivity of my skin, making the touch of cloth. Goddess, so deliciously maddening. But don't look triumphant, girl. I told you, I play this game with myself all the time. The spell that trapped your lover, that left him permanently bound, perpetually aroused. The one that would have wrapped you up like a fly in a web of endless yearning. I've crafted that spell to break the very instant I come. So run. Run, girl. Because when I get free, it won't be magic I use on you. It will be the slow pierce of blades and hooks. The cloth is up around my knees, so tight. And the arousal spell is making it hard to think clearly. I need to come to break the spell. My cunt is so wet. Let me get my fingers inside myself. Goddess, that feels so good. So good. Still here, girl. You're braver than I thought. Or is this exciting you? Your face, the way you squirm, you look as aroused as I am. Your nipples look hard as diamonds. Come here, if you dare. Let me suck on them. No, why not? The silk is coiled about my thighs. I'm helpless. Helpless, goddess. I'm helpless. So close to coming, to being free. Let me push myself over the edge. Get a finger in. Oh, my ass. The silk is wrapping around my hips. My hands are trapped. But I can keep fucking myself, girl. My cunt. My ass. My fingers driving. Driving. I'm so close. But I can't. Why can't I? Why can't I push myself over the edge? I have to come. I have to come. I can't get free until I come. Look how aroused you are. You'd think it was you in this delicious tightening trap. You'd think I had my hands inside you, thrusting like... Wait. When I thrust my finger, you moaned. If I press my other finger deeper into my ass, you gasp, squirm, rock your hips. It's like you can feel my touch. Can you? Can you feel my thumb touching your soul spot, rubbing? Goddess, your breath hitches. You can feel me. Somehow, you're feeling, no, not just feeling, you're stealing my arousal. But I can't come if you do that. I can't climax. And if I can't climax, I can't get free. How are you? That amulet around your neck. It's no cheap present bauble. What is it? Tell me, damn you. Tell me. Goblin glass. That's impossible. Goblin glass is so rare. Where did you? Of course. Stolen. Your lover, the thief, he took it from some careless wizard or preening noble and gave it to you. Do you know what that glass does? It's not some simple reversal spell. It's made us mirror mates. The second I cast my spell, we were bound through the magic. We became reflections of each other. All that I try to feel, you experience. All that rouses you is visited on me. Goddess, the silk is tightening around my belly. If I can't come, I can't escape. I mustn't move. I mustn't move. Mustn't move. But the arousal spell, the touch, the rub, it's making me want to just push with my fingers. No, the silk squirms higher, the wraps closer. Be still, be still. Someone will check on us, girl. I just have to stay motionless until they do. And then I'll have them rip that amulet from your throat. And oh, the pleasures I'll have with you in my dungeon. Wait, what are you doing? Touching yourself? Have my struggles aroused you that much? Stupid girl. You can't come. You'll only make me... Goddess, no. No. I can feel your touch. It's making me squirm and buck. No. With each move, the silk is climbing higher, squeezing my ribs. Stop. Stop, damn you. Don't let it touch my tits. If it touches my tits, goddess,
No! Don't stop! Please! Oh, please let me come! I'll release you! I'll give you safe passage! Just please let me come! Oh, you bitch! You monster! The silk is wrapping my shoulders! I'm stuck! I'm stuck! Snared. I can't move. I can't move. Oh, you can have your boy, your lover, your thief. Go through the door on the far side of the room. You'll find him there, wrapped tight in silk, but hard. Hard for you. He has a magnificent cock. You can sink down on it and fuck yourself. Fuck yourself until I come. Please. That silk. The silk is tightening. Tightening around my neck. I'm wrapped from toes to throat. I have to get out. I have to get free. Do you know what you're doing, girl? Do you know what this means for you? You'll never be able to take that amulet off. If you do, you'll break the bond between us, and I'll be free. You'll never, ever, ever be able to come unless it's through my touch. You'll never be able to pleasure yourself. Never ride a cock to its wet, driving end. If you do, I'll be the one who comes, and the serpent spell will break. Goddess, the silk is wrapping up my chin. Is that what you want, girl? Is that the price you're willing to pay for revenge? A lifetime of empty, aching chastity. Is your boy worth that? Is any man worth that? No, don't let the silk wrap up around my mouth. Not my mouth. Please, girl. I can make you rich, powerful, feared. What do you want? You must want something. What kind of woman are you? The kind who will deny herself long nights of pleasure for the simple thrill of revenge. You bitch. You cunt. No, don't touch yourself. If you do, I can't stay still. The silk is covering my mouth. My... Please, let me come. Please. Please let me come. Please let me come.